Welcome to the Financial Management Magazine podcast series, a service of the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants. This series features discussions with chartered global management accountants and other experts about the topics, trends and technologies that are transforming the accounting profession.
What percentage of management accountants around the world receive bonuses on top of their salary? And what is the average bonus? Welcome to the FM Magazine podcast. This is Senior Editor Neil Amato. In this episode, you'll hear the answers to those pay questions and more. External Affairs Manager Oliver Rowe talks to Jonathan Key, who has led the analysis of the results of the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants 2018 Salary Survey. Here's the episode with Oliver Rowe and Jonathan Key.
Welcome, Jonathan, and thank you for joining us today for this FM podcast. Perhaps we could start with you telling us a bit about the purpose of the salary survey.
The salary survey has been conducted for around 10 years now. It's a global survey to CGMA designation holders and senior students. The results of this survey are used to populate the salary insights tool that allows CGMA designation holders and CIMA students to benchmark their own salaries and skills needs with their peers.
Jonathan, what do CGMA designation holders feel about their current salaries?
So in our largest market, the UK, current annual salaries for CGMA designation holders are around the £63,000 mark, although this varies with experience, so specifically with years of them holding the CGMA designation. So when we look at this globally, we can see that 58% of CGMA designation holders around the world are currently satisfied with their salaries. We can also see that 4/5 of our CGMA population have experienced a salary increase within the past year, and the average amount for this increase is usually around 6% of annual salary. In terms of how CGMA designation holders feel about the future, we can see that, once again, it's around 4/5 expect to see their salaries grow in the next 12 months by around 5%. So if I was to summarise all of this, I would say that overall there is a stable optimism within the CGMA population in terms of current salaries and what they could potentially earn in the future. When we actually asked why their salary increased in the past 12 months, the majority of CGMAs said this was either in line with current company performance or personal performance in the workplace. So thinking about this and summarising it, it would be CGMAs are performing well in well-performing companies. Of those who did receive an increase, only around 50% actually felt they had more disposable income. And when we asked why this was, the main reasons were inflation of goods and services, and also that the increase was just hardly noticeable for them.
Thank you, Jonathan. And this survey is about more than salaries, though. What other questions do you ask?
Aside from salaries, we ask about bonus, so whether the respondent receives a bonus. I can tell you that 3/4 of CGMA designation holders who took part in our survey did receive some sort of bonus, and the global average for this bonus is around 13% of annual salary. But aside from bonus and salary, we also ask about current motivations in the existing role, whether they are planning to move job roles in the future, and also CPD and CPE learning needs and how CGMA designation holders and CIMA students plan to learn these skills.
Jonathan, perhaps we could move on to skills, which you just mentioned. As you might expect, the skills that CGMA designation holders and CIMA students are wanting to learn are different. Jonathan, could you explain, please?
Yes, it's certainly interesting in the CGMA population, we are seeing an increase in the proportion of CGMAs who are wanting to learn strategy, driving performance, and business planning. These three are the top three skills that CGMAs are planning to learn this year. What's interesting is we've seen a recent trend where business planning has actually replaced negotiation. So as a global population now, business planning is higher up the agenda than negotiation in terms of skills to learn. Generally, we would summarize this as CGMAs are looking to learn the high level, C-suite level skills to lead organizations. SEAM students, similarly, are also interested in strategy and business planning. But for them, the top skill that they are planning to learn in the next 12 months is accounting information systems. So these are the systems that manage and process financial data. So SEAM students are looking to get the technical knowledge to allow them to access and manage the processing of payments.
And the ways they want to build their skills are also different. Could you explain how, please?
Yes, certainly. At the top level, I think the ways that CGMAs are planning to learn can best be described as combining a bit of theory and a bit of on-the-job learning. We've seen in recent years the proportion citing that they were going to learn these skills through on-the-job learning and mentoring has increased across the board throughout our global markets. The third most popular way of learning these skills is through an online course specifically for CGMAs. In many ways, the SEAM student population is very similar and reflects this. However, it's when we look at secondary learning, so ways that supplement these main learning methods, that we really start to see interesting differences. CGMA designation holders were more likely to attend a conference or face-to-face course, whereas SEAM students were more likely to watch a video or partake in another activity that was low cost and also low resource.
Jonathan, we talked earlier a little bit about motivation. This is an interesting one. There appears to have been a shift this year. Could you explain how, please?
Certainly. In CGMA designation holder population, there has been an increase this year in members citing flexibility and work-life balance as being a top motivator in the main job role. Last year, financial reward had been top, but this year it's only down in second place. These two are usually in the top three, along with a good working environment. Students have a similar top three. However, for them, financial reward is usually the main motivator in their current role. What was interesting to see is that 50% of CGMA designation holders are planning to change jobs in the next 2 years. And why is the main reason for this? Well, over half of these people cited financial reward, with a third promotion and a similar proportion scope and job of role. The student population seem a little bit more keen to change, and 57% of those are planning to change jobs in the next 2 years for the same reasons as previously stated.
How can individuals and employers use the Salary Insights tool?
So the easiest way to use the tool is to simply log on to salary.aicpaglobal.com, enter your own salary and skills needs, and then proceed to the report page where you will see how what you've entered benchmarks against other CGMA designation holders in your country and globally.
And how can the tool be used for individuals to ask for a raise and for employers as well?
So the easiest way is to log on to the salary tool itself, enter your salary and your skills needs, and then on the results page, look at how your own figure compares to the averages presented and ask yourself, am I getting paid enough? And am I focusing on the right skills? The key thing to remember on the results page is in the top left-hand corner, it will tell you what your salary and skills are being benchmarked against. Some countries, we have not had enough responses to include them in the tool. So you would basically see in the top left that whether you're being compared to a global audience or the audience in your country. I think the key question to ask yourself is, when you look at the tool, is do you agree with the salary that you're being benchmarked against? It's worth mentioning that it's a snapshot, but there are other factors in the data as well, around length of service, around job role, that would just be too complex to wait for every individual country. So we sent the survey to all senior members and students, and the last round of the current survey was in June 2018. The survey is open for 1 month.
Jonathan, what would be the top three takeaways from our conversation?
In established SEMA markets, so specifically in the UK, qualified management accountants have base salaries well above the average, and these have been fairly resilient over time. Secondly, when you qualify, the learning journey doesn't stop. So 2 out of 3 CGMA designation holders are planning to learn new skills in the next year. Third point would be retaining talent is not easy. Half of members and more than half of students are thinking of changing jobs in the next 2 years. Financial reward is the main reason, followed by promotion prospects and scope of role. Employers need to plan to address these to stop their CGMAs walking away.
And finally, what can people listening to this conversation do to get more information and find out how their salary compares to others?
The easiest way is to go to the salary tool itself, which is salary.aicpaglobal.com, or visit the SEMA My Jobs website, which is myjobs.semaglobal.com.
Jonathan, thank you.
Thank you for inviting me on.
This podcast is designed to provide illustrative information with respect to the subject matter covered and does not represent an official opinion or position of the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants or any of its subsidiaries or affiliates. It is provided with the understanding that the association, its affiliates, and subsidiaries are not engaged in rendering legal, accounting, or other professional services. If such advice or expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. The association, its subsidiaries, and affiliates make no representations, warranties, or guarantees as to and assume no responsibility for the content or application of the material contained herein and expressly disclaim all liability for such damages arising out of the use of, reference to, or reliance on such material.